The annual Grammy Hall of Fame list is out for the 25 recordings that are being added to the iconic catalog, which resides at the Grammy Museum. Of course, these are the recordings deemed to be so fantastic that they have to be preserved for all time. And I have that list in front of me, and we want to advance that list as soon as my computer tells me that I can. All right, I think we're getting ready to do that. And we'll put a link up this on our morning team page, too, by the way, if you want to check it out in person. This year's editions, it says, recognizes a diverse range of both single and album recordings at least 25 years old. That's key. It's got to be at least 25 years old. That exhibit qualitative or historical significance. Nowhere in here does it describe what qualitative or historical significance is. I guess that's in the ear of the beholder.
That's what qualitative is.
Yeah,
that's right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Grammy Hall of Fame, by the way, now in its 47th year, now holds a total of 1,113 recordings for all time. So let's see what we have here.
Taking us to the precipice. What is it? What are they?
I guess I got to take care of some of the things before I can do what I want to do here. I got all kinds of stuff happening here on the morning team show. All right.
It's getting out of hand.
Well, it's always out of hand. Let's see. Just give you a few, and then we'll give you a couple of musical clues, too. The Afro-Cuban Jazz Suite from 1950 is on the list here.
Huh.
The King Cole Trio.
Oh,
is on the list here from 1944 for the album Capitol Presents, the King Cole Trio, by the way. The single Carolina Shout from James P. Johnson, very famous James P. Johnson, circa 1921.
Whoa.
Oh, don't remember that.
Oh, I've got to try to find that one.
No. Sorry.
I was this close, but I thought, no, I'm not going to do that this morning, but Art picked up the ball and ran with it. The album Joni Mitchell, Clouds.
Oh, yeah.
From 1969. Skip James from 1931, Devil Got My Woman.
Nope.
The Allman Brothers from 1972, the album Eat a Peach.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
This is one that's a little bit more recent. Let's give you a little audio clue here, and this one you perhaps will recognize. You got that
Frampton
one
there? Comes Alive?
Frampton Comes Alive!
Is that 1977?
Oh, 76!
Ah! Oh, you were so close, but wrong.
The album.
What's that called that he used there?
I can't remember. Is that famous?
It's like a voice modulator.
Something like that.
With his guitar, yeah.
He was famous for that.
Yep.
Let's see, what else do we have? Blind Alfred Reed from his single 1930, How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live?
I'm interested. I want to go back and hear these songs now.
I'll Fly Away from the Chuck Wagon Gang in 1949.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's another one for you. You're going to like this one here. Do you recognize this? You know what it sounds like.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5,
Bo Diddley.
I had something in my pocket.
Yeah.
Keep a lot of folks alive.
I'm a man. Great song.
Now I'm a man.
I can't believe it's not already in the library.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which did channel and sounded like and helped with George Thorogood's Bad to the Bone. I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow, the Stanley Brothers, and the Clinch Mountain Boys, 1951. I love the names of some of these groups here.
Yeah.
It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. That's Public Enemy.
I was going
to
say, is that Public Enemy? Nice.
From 1988.
All right.
Oh, here's another classic one for you. You love this sound. Dick Dale and the Deltones. Miserloo. From 1962. That's a cool one. Let's see what else we have on here. We have, the Swan Silvertones and Oh Mary, Don't You Weep from 1959.
Okay.
Poncho and Lefty. Sounds like a cartoon. That's Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. 1982?
You don't have that queued up?
Right.
You don't have it queued up?
I don't remember that one. I'm sorry.
All right. Decent album.
1970, Piano Rags by Scott Joplin.
Okay.
Devo. Are We Not Men? We Are Devo, the album 1978.
Oh, wow. That's a great album.
How is this song not in yet? I ask you, how is this song not in yet?
That's a great question.
Touching hands.
I mean,
you're right.
Reaching out.
How did Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline escape all these years?
Yeah, it should have been a long time ago.
Yeah. We all going to do it?
Played at every hockey game.
Come on, I got to do it.
Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba.
Yeah, thank you. I just, you know. You know, I mean, you know, as much as it irritates me, it's done.
We've been diamondized.
How many times have you done it at the hockey game?
Never, 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 never. I let other people do it, but I don't do it. And I also don't yell out, so good, so good, so good. Don't do that either. Oh, this
no, Charlie,
party pooper.
I was going to say, don't do crowd participation songs with Charlie.
I'm saving my cheering my voice for the hockey game itself. This is iconic sound. I love this sound. You'll recognize this right away.
Eurythmics.
Yeah.
Annie Lennox. Dave Stewart.
Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
This the song?
Yep, just the song.
Okay.
1983.
Yep. So this one's going in?
Yeah, this
is going in.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's got just an iconic sound to it.
It does. Her voice alone is iconic.
Very much so. Let's see what else is going in. The album Taj Mahal by Taj Mahal.
By Taj Mahal. Yeah. Ah.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Sorry, as long as we were talking about it.
I know.
Elton John's Tiny Dancer single.
Oh, yeah, that's
a good one. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here's another. How did this one escape after all these years of not being in the Grammy Hall of Fame again? The 25 recordings this year going in that should be preserved forever.
These boots are made for
walking.
Nancy Sinatra. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Yeah.
And this is that little twangy sound. I have always loved that. Yes.
Oh yeah.
The
song has an iconic part in Stanley Kubrick movie. Why am I forgetting? It's a Vietnam War movie. Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket, yes.
Yeah.
A song, by the way, which, and we've talked about this before, I think, but I remind you that if you're ever to go view the video, you think about today's standards, some of the complaints about what was seen in videos.
Are you talking about the Nancy Sinatra video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Miniskirt galore, right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Almost skirtless galore.
Oh, here's another. Well, will you recognize this one? Here we go.
Walking After Midnight.
Dave Murray! Oh,
is that Walking After Midnight?
Yeah. Channeling Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
I go out walking.
How many songs does she have?
After midnight.
Oh, weird. That's
Crazy's got to be in.
Crazy
has to be in there. Yeah.
That's 1957.
Probably
that's
the whole
a slower
Patty.
Version. That's I like this version. I don't think I've ever heard this version.
Put the whole Patty Cline tribute in there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
How many left?
I got two more. Zodiac Suite is going in. That's the album from Mary Lou Williams. And here's another fun one. Oh, must have been something about the surf scene. We had the Mr. Lou going in and how we got this one going in.
Wipeout! Not in?
No, not yet.
Until now? Oh. Until now? Wow.
The Safaris from 1963.
This song helped create a generation of drummers.
That's right.
Sure did.
As I said, we'll put a link up on our Morning Team page.
Timeless.
All right.
Just timeless.